Any questions? Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our partial class learning at Ohel. It is Beis Kislev. I gave a shiur yesterday morning. Thank you for coming. And I said in the shiur, I can't believe it's Kislev. I can't believe it's Kislev. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we should really be zochah to a Yom Tov of lights. Okay, ladies, come. It is the Yahrzeit today of Yisrael ben Moshe Chaim. Alav Hashem, his neshama should have an aliyah in the merit of our Torah learning. It should be a melech tasher for your entire family, for besoros tovos and simchas. Amen. So here we are. Okay, so we're in Parshas Vayetze. I say it every week, I think, in Bereishis, that it's so... you want to learn everything, and you want to study everything together, and you want to teach everything. How can you possibly do everything? You can't, certainly not in an hour. So I actually chose to focus on something very interesting that emerges in this week's parasha. Please make sure your phones are on vibrate or off. They don't have to be on vibrate or silent. There is something interesting in this week's parasha, and this is how I chose to build the class, and that is that there are three different modes or examples or places where we see the emergence of prayer vis-a-vis the patriarchs and the matriarchs. So tefillah plays a very big part in this week's parasha, and it's really an underlying theme because, of course, the parasha overview is that Yaakov runs away from Esav, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. That's how the parasha begins. Amrashi tells us he spent 14 years learning in the yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, and Esav wants to kill him, and he's running away, of course, to Lavan, his uncle, where he's going to spend upwards of 20 years working for two wives. First he gets Leah. You know, we spoke about that a little bit last week. Lama Rimi Sani, why did you trick me? And Lavan says, well, in our place, meaning maybe you go before the older, but in our place, the older goes, Lo Yasekim B'mikomenu Latet HaTzeir L'fnei Bechira. He marries Leah first. After the Sheva Brachis, he marries Rachel. The Shvatim are born. And after Yosef is born, he decides it's time to head home. So this parasha encapsulates more than 20 years in the life of Yaakov Avinu. At the beginning of the parasha, we meet him as a lonely individual on the lam, and by the end of the parasha, he has four wives. Chazal tells us that Bilha and Zilpah were also the children of Lavan, which means they're the sisters to Rachel and Leah. He has four wives. He has 11 of the 12 Shvatim at this point when he leaves with Yosef. A lot's going on in this week's parasha. So I actually want to point out, before we even begin, the three times where we see the Indian of Tefillah brought down in this week's parasha. I'm going to begin in the beginning. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Yaakov departs from Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana, so he's going to Haran, because where should he run back in the day? So Rivka says, you know, you should go to my brother's house, he'll protect you. Something very, very interesting, a verse that I may have told over in class last year, but my daughter told it over last year, and it really stuck with me. Rashi tells us that he spent 14 years learning in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. Lamanu mikan shenitman mi beis Ever arbe asresha arba Esreishan. The end of last week's parasha told us, that's what Rashi tells us. He spent 14 years learning, then he runs away. So my daughter said it over last year, it's very possible I said it. I was talking about Shem Ve'Ever. Last week's parasha, Rivka's confused by her pregnancy, Vateilech Lijosas Hashem. She can't figure out why they're kicking by Avodah Zarah, kicking by the base Medrash, what's going on inside of her. She goes to ask Hashem, Rashi says, she goes to ask Shem Ve'Ever, what's this Shem Ve'Ever? So my daughter brought home a beautiful vart that she said in the name of Rabbi Whiteman, the principal of Tag. What is the lesson of Shem Ve'Ever? Shem means name, and Ever means when you cross over. Ever, la'avar et hayarden, cross the Jordan River, cross over to the other side. The lesson of Shem Ve'Ever is a, besides the fact that on the level of the Pshat, they sat and they learned, Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim, he sat in the tents of Shem Ve'Ever. What's going on here? It's a message. Keep your shame when you go Aver. It's beautiful. My daughter told it over last year, name Rabbi Wyman. I loved it so much. Keep your shame, keep your Jewish name when you go Aver. And that's the most beautiful lesson with which to begin our parasha. It's the last Rashi in Toldos. What was Yaakov being fortified with? He's going to Lavan. And he's going to a place where it's devoid of morality and where Lavan's a trickster. He switches his my wages 100 times, says Yaakov. He tries to cheat him. Your animals are my animals. Your flocks are my flocks. Your daughters are my daughters. If Salvechuk says that Lavan represents the quintessential anti-Semite, that's my words, but that's the message of the Rav. He wants to eradicate everything. We spoke about that a few weeks ago, Lavan. He wants to eradicate the house of Yaakov Avinu. Keep your shame when you go Avon. And what happened to them happens to us. It's a profound lesson for us as well. We are right now, you soon won't be, but we are right now Avon. We are in Chutzarts. We are very much in a place of impurity and immorality, a place where the Umos Ha'olam try very hard to uproot that which we stand for. Keep your shame and be proud of your shame when you go Avon, when you go to the other side. And this is how Yaakov fortified himself before he went into Galus. Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er. So Yaakov goes out from Be'er Sheva. Vayelech Harana. Rashi says there, Vayetzi. What does it mean, Vayetzi? It could have just said, Vayelech Yaakov Harana. Why does he have to tell me he left Be'er Sheva? So Rashi says there, Sheyetzias Tzadik Min Hamakam Oser Roshem. When a tzadik, when a righteous person leaves a place, it makes an impression. Because when the tzadik is in the place, Hu Hoda, Hu Ziva, Hu Hadara. He is the Hod, the magnificence, the ziv, the splendor, the hadar, the grandeur. Yatzar misham, once he leaves the place, panahoda, the magnificence has gone. Panaziva, the splendor has gone. Panahadara, excuse me, the grandeur is gone. So what it's telling us is not just that Yaakov physically left the place, but when he leaves Be'er Sheva, the koach and the kedusha and the beauty of Yaakov also leaves. The place becomes devoid of its uniqueness in the absence of Yaakov Avinu. Vayifka b'makom v'yalen sham ki v'hashem. Is he, strange lashon. Vayifga, root word paga, pei gimel ayin. He did something in the place. The sun had set. He takes from the stones of the place. He puts it under his head. He lays down in this place. Three times in this pasuk is the emergence of the word hamakom. Vayifga b'makom. Me avnei hamakom, vayishkav b'makom. One of the names for the Ribbono Shel Olam is hamakom. Hashem is, the Medrash tells us, the world is not the place of Hashem. Rather, Hashem is the place of the world. Ein olamo mekomo, hu mekomo shel olam. It's not that he is in the place of the world. He is the place of the world. Ein omivado. There's nothing that exists besides Hashem. And one of the names of Hashem is Hamakom. So Vayifga Bamakom can not only mean, and he encountered the place, as in a geographic location, but he encountered the place, capital T, capital P, the place of Hashem. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos Chofav, on this pasuk, what does the Gemara tell us? Yaakov was misaking the evening prayer. This is the source for Tfilas Ma'ariv, Tfilas Arvis, the evening prayer. Why? What time of day is it? Nighttime. Kiva Hashemesh, the sun had set. And Pegi'ah Pei Gemal Ayin is one of the Lashonos of Tfilah. It's one of the Lashonos of prayer. So the Gemara tells you, Beseches Brachos, when it tells you that the Avos were Misak in the Tfilas, this is the proof in this week's Parsha that Yaakov Davin, Tfilas Arvis or Ma'ariv. Whether you say Ma'ariv or Arvis, the root word is Erev. Ayin, Reish, Beis, it is night. The same root word for Irbuvia or confusion. Night is a more confusing time. It is a dark time. It is a time of discomfort, so to speak. Furthermore, night refers to, in Machshava, Galus, which makes a lot of sense. Night is a metaphor for exile. Where is Yaakov going right now? Into exile. It is Davka at this juncture that he is Misak in Tfilas Arvis, when he faces a time of Irbuvia, which means confusion. In the Erev, not only in the Erev time of day, but in the Erev of his life. He's not married yet. He doesn't have children. He's not with his parents. His brother wants to kill him. It's a very dark time, so to speak, in the life of Yaakov Avinu. Davka then, vayifga b'makom. Specifically then, he encounters the place, meaning the place of Hashem. When he davens, and then he has this famous dream. The next time that I'm going to point out, we see a reference or an allusion to tefillah. By the way, it's very beautiful to note that in all three places, it doesn't say straight out the Indian of Tfilah. It's something that we deduce. Chazal deduced from here that he prayed. It doesn't say Vayit Palal Sham. It uses a different word. Chazal say Vayifka Pigia Bamakom Hashem Kiva Hashem. It's nighttime Yaakov Davin. Another thing I want to point out is in Parak Chavtas, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Ula Lavan Shtei Banos. Lavan had two daughters. Okay, this is after the incident of the well, and it's telling you about Lavan. Sheim HaGdola Leah, V'Sheim HaKatana Rachal. So he has Leah, who's the oldest daughter, and he has Rachal, who's the younger daughter. V'Einei Leah Rakos. Leah's eyes are tender. V'Rachal Haisa Yifas Tor V'Yifas Mara. And Rachal was very beautiful, pleasing of form, and pleasing to look at. So Rashi tells us, famous Rashi, why are her eyes tender? She was sure she was going to ascend to the lot, meaning get the husband of Esav. Uvocha, she would cry. Because everyone said, there are two sons to Rivka and two daughters to Lavan. The Gedola to the Gadol, when you make a Shirach. Esav must be, he's going to marry Leah, and Yaakov's going to marry Rachel. And she cried, uvocha. What is the koach here? That she cried. And crying and tears, mizman shebeis hamikdash chara, from the time that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, kol hasha'arim na'alim chutz mishari dima. All the gates of prayer are locked, except the gate of tear. Someone who comes truly crying, not krokodos krok, cannot be turned away by shemayim. Cannot be turned away, such as the koach of ve'enei le'arakos. And she changed her whole destiny. Look what tefillah of prayer, of tear can accomplish. She changed her destiny. She was supposed to marry a rasha. Who knows what would have become of her children? Last week we touched upon the godless of the children she bore. We said, with all due respect, Dan, Naphtali, God, Asher, what exactly did they accomplish? Binyamin is wiped out at the concubine by Giva, and Yosef becomes very, very great, but ultimately Rav Soloveitchik says, Malchus goes to Yehuda. Who is Yehuda? Leah. Reuven's the Bechar, yes, he lost it, but he's Reishis Oni. He opens the wellspring, so to speak, of Yaakov Avinu. Shimon and Levi, Achim Atam, they go to war for their sister. They Hakazona, yes, as Achoseinu. This is what should be done. Yisachar and Zvulun with their beautiful Torah and work partnership. Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha, v'yisachar ba'olacha. Did I get all of them? And Yehuda, Yehuda's Malchus. Leah changed her destiny. And not only her destiny, but the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. That is so powerful. Ve'enei Leah Rakos uvacha shall call hayu armim shnei banim l'rifko shtei banus l'lavan. The mode of prayer of tears. And finally, the third one that I'm going to point out to you is the beginning of Perek Lamed. Vateri Rachel kilo yalda leYaakov, and Rachel sees that she has not conceived, she's not given birth. Her sister's having child after child, and she's Rachmana Litzlan, God should save her, she's not having children. That's something cool. Rachel is Rashi Tevos, Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana, the merciful one, Litzlan should save us. Have pity on us, save us. Reish Chas Lamed. Interesting. Okay. Vatevi Rachel kilo yalda liYaakov. Rachel sees she is not giving birth for Yaakov. Vatekane Rachel ba'achosa. She is jealous of her sister. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? You know, Chazal go to lengths to explain to us what exactly is going on here. Rashi, by Aaron's Avera, by Aaron's Misteed, whatever you want to call it, by Cheda Ega, Rashi explains that Aaron is really righteous, he didn't mean this, he didn't mean that. But Lamaisa, the Torah is also expanded according to Pshat. And the Torah illustrates for us that the Avos and the Imahos were worlds apart from what we are, and at the same time, they were people. And if the Torah did not illustrate them as people, we would never aspire to greater heights because they were individuals with the same feelings that we feel, and yet they were able to overcome and become as great as they were. It gives me hope that I too can overcome. Vatikana Rachel b'achoso. So Rashi says she was jealous of her maisim tovim. And Rachel said she must be a tzadekes because she has children and I don't. She was jealous of the fact that she was at Sadekes. Vatomer el Yaakov, and she says to Yaakov, Hava li banim, give me children, vim ayin mesa anochi. If not, I'm like that. Vayicha af Yaakov berachal. Very interesting reaction. Yaakov becomes angry. And Targumunku says, Utikev rugza di Yaakov berachal. His wrath burned against Rachel. Vayomer, and he says, Hatachas elokim anochi, am I instead of God? Asher mana mimech pribatnin. Did I hold back from your insides the fruit of your womb? What are you coming to me for? So she says, oh, okay, so then she gives Bilha. I want to point out that he uses the shame of Elohim. What is he saying? There's a gzeira here. There is midas hadin. There's the attribute of justice. And Rav Pam explains that according to Teva, according to justice, according to the letter of the law, Rachel was not able to have children. She should never have had children. So Yaakov says, what are you coming to me for? It's not up to me. It's up to God. I'm going to quote the Ramban very shortly. Okay, Bilha. Ah, 1 second, please. Dina's born. Vayezkar Elohim es Rachel. Okay, skipping 22 psukim forward. And Elohim remembered Rachel. No, which name is it? Elohim. Once again, Din remembered Rachel, which indicates to us that Al Pi Teva should never have had children. And it's not Rachamim that gives her children, it's Din. So how do we understand that? Do you understand the question? Mm-hmm. It should said, Vayizkar Hashem, Yud, then Hey, then Vav, then Hey, Es Rachel. Because if Al Pi Din, there's a gzeira, according to strict justice, there's a law, and the law says this woman should not have children, so it should say, Rachamim trumps Din in this case. Rachamim, so to speak, took over the gzeira and gave Rachel children. Vayizkar Elohim et Rachel, Vayishma Ela Elohim. Ah, what does Sargamunka say? V'kabil tzilosa Hashem. I've said it many times. What is Targum Unkus' word for prayer?
Tzel.
V'kabil, kabel, tzilose Hashem. What does that mean? You should know this now from learning together. V'kabel tfilosa Hashem. Hashem accepted a prayer. So what do we see here? What does she do?
She
davens. Vayishma ela Elokim Hashem. Listen to her. Again, according to the Pasha Psha, it doesn't say she's davening. Vayivka b'makom vayalan shom. 1 second, please. Please hold your question. Vayivka b'makom. I mean, write it down so you don't forget. I just don't want to take it yet. Vayivka b'makom vayalan shom. The Pasha Psha doesn't tell me he daven. But Chazal understand in this difficult irbuvya moment of his erev, of his life, in the confusing moment when it is dark in his personal life, what does he do? He encounters God. Where else should he turn? Who else is going to save him and help them? Nobody. Mm-hmm. Leia has no hope other than the Ribbono Shalom. There's no hope. This is how Shidduch is done. The older to the older, the younger to the younger. Pasha, there's a deal. It's been signed. She cries and she cries over it. And she changes not only her personal destiny, the destiny of her people. And finally, according to Din, Rachel should not have children. In fact, it says, Vayiftach es Rachma. Her womb is inaccessible. It should not be. That womb should never open. And it is Elohim who listens to her. Targum Unka says, V'kabil tzolosha Hashem. And therefore, he opens her womb. She conceives. She gives birth to a son. Asaf Elohim et Cherpasi. It's so interesting that in the name to Yosef, what does she know? It is Elohim, it is Din, it is strict justice that has gathered in my shame. And therefore she calls him Yosef. So I want to point out a connection. I know you have a question, I'm still not taking it. That's why I said, please write it down. No, I'm being serious, I am going to take it, not yet. I want to go to a different place in Bereishis where we see an inyan of tefillah, shame Elohim that brings Yeshua. Does everyone understand the quandary here? Mm-hmm. It should not be Elohim that brings the Yeshua, because according to Elohim, if there's a gezerah, doesn't change.
Right.
It shall be Hashem. Where do we see that? By the Akedah and Parachaf Beis. The whole time for the Gzeira Kachnas Binchas Yichidcha Sharaptas Yitzchak Alachachal Aratzar Maria Alachar Aramishar Eka Valeu Sham Laola Elohim. There is no appearance of shame Hashem in the story of the Akedah, I believe, to Pasuk Yud Beis, when the Malach Hashem calls out and says, Al Tishlach Nas Yadcha. Who saves Yitzchak from being shechted? Midas HaRachamim, which Kaviyachal holds back Din. But Din has a gzeira. So how could it be Rachel is saved? So we understand, Vayishmael Elohim, what did she do, says Unklus? She daven. So I want to take you back in Bereishis to Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph, chapter 8, verse 1. Vayizkar Elohim es Noach. Ah. Elohim remembered Noach and all the life and all the beasts that were with him in the ark. And Elohim caused a wind to pass over the earth. Vayashoku amayim. The waters begin to subside. Two times, which name appears in this pasuk?
Elohim.
Elohim. Who remembers Noach and causes the waters to subside? Elokim mishenatzei, Elokim mishenatzei Hashem. So Rashi says that. Rashi says, Pasha, Zeh Hashem midas hadinhu. Rashi has a question. Rashi says, this is not rachamim. It should be mercy that is aroused to subside the floodwaters. Not din, the nehef chala midas rachamim. Why does it use this word for this name for the Ribbono Shel Olam? To tell you that justice was actually changed into mercy. How so? Al yedei tefilas hatzadikim. Through the prayers of the righteous. Now, does that not apply to our parsha? Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel, vayishma ele Elokim, vayiftach es Rachma. What changed her gezera? What changes din to rachamim? Al yedei tefilas hatzadikim. Continues Rashi, the rishus of Rishayim, the wickedness of the evil people, turns mercy into justice. I have a question. And I didn't have an answer till this year. Rabbi Ali Melech Biederman asked his question and answers it. I was so happy. What's the question on this Rashi? Rashi tells you Noach was remembered because the tefillos of the righteous turn din to rachamim.
Why is it saying Elohim? Why is it Elohim?
No, who are the righteous?
Who are the righteous?
Noah and his sons were righteous?
They were. What's the question? I can't hear. Raise your hand. Who's talking?
Who were the righteous?
Noah. That's not the question.
Does it say anywhere that they were davening?
The Torah, what?
Does it say anywhere they were davening?
Oh, that's the question. Good. Rashi says the righteous is Noach. Noach ish tzadik. Tamim haya b'dor asav. Es alokim es alech Noach. That's Noach. What kind of Rashi is this? Their tefillah saved them. They got out of the teva because of tefillah, and the water subsided because prayer of the righteous turns din to rachamim. Who's davening? Do you ever see in the story that anyone's davening? In fact, we blame Noah for not davening. May Noah, says the prophet Yeshayahu, and the Zohar says, why is he blamed? Because he didn't daven. So, chaste Hashem ola Mashiach, because this year, Rav Ali Melech Biederman addresses that. I'm going to tell you what he says. And it applies to our parsha, because we have seen three different instances of prayer. Vayifka b'malkom v'yalen sham kiva ha-shemesh. Ve'ene le'a rakos. All Rashi says is, uvacha, she's crying. But yet the Gemara tells us, through tears you can open up the gateway to heaven that can't be opened otherwise. And finally, vayishma le'a lokim. So Targum Malka says she davens. And once again we see midas harachem, midas hadin. Okay. I don't know where the pasuk is. It says, Ach Noach. Who remembers what it is? I can't. That it says, Vayishar Ach Noach. Who's left in the Teva? Only Noach. One second. I found it. The pasuk says, Hashem destroyed everything over the face of the earth. For your reference, it's chapter 7, verse 23. Perek Zayin, pasuk Chav Gimel. From man to beast, from creeping things to flying things, everything's erased. Vayisha'er ach Noach v'asher ito b'teva. Only Noach and he who was with him in the ark is left. So Rashi tells us a famous story. He was coughing and retching blood from the tircha of caring for the animals. The lion attacked him. He was late. So Rav Biederman quotes, he quotes all different Hasidic rabbis. I don't remember who he quotes, but it's definitely brought down to Rav Biederman. The coughing, the retching, the moaning and the groaning of Noach, that is considered prayer. A person in a difficult situation just gives a kracht, just gives a kvetch. Sometimes you're in so much pain, you can't even say anything. You could just cry. You don't even have words. The staggering responsibility, the burden that has been placed upon you, the difficulty of the matzav. Imagine, Rav Nebenzal says, how difficult it was. Rav Nebenzal says, Shlita, how difficult it was to take care of all the animals in the ark. I quoted a Mrs. Behar Shabashir. You know, you have the nocturnal animals, you have the day animals, you have the omnivores, the herbivores, the carnivores. I say, in my day, we would have, if it was today, you would have the gluten-free, the dairy-free, the not-free. You have animals that to be fed at night. Animals that need to be fed in the morning. The Medrash Tehillim tells us, I believe we caught it, Medrash Tehillim Lamed Zayin Aleph, that Avraham Avinu says to Noach, how did you get of the Teva? So shame says, in the merit of the chasa we did for the animals, we never even slept. It was a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job, including for a year. Sorry, not including, for a year. Rabbi Edelman says, but Noach didn't daven. So what is Rashi talking about? Tfilas ha-tzadikim, nebchab din to rachamim? He says, he coughed. He retched. He bled. He krocht. Oy. That's tfila. And it saved him. Vayizkor elokim asnoach. V'chol asher ito b'teva. Vateri Rachel kilo yalda liyakov etekane Rachel ba'achos of a tomer liyakov havali banim she kvetches, she cries bim ayin mesa anochi, give me a child, she bleeds. That's prayer. Ayishma Elokim aracha. Salvechuk says Rachel, from the root word sheep, Rachelayim, sheep. She is the passive personality. Rachelayim, sheep. She's the quiet sheep who goes without making noise. They don't walk around like a lion roaring. They walk with their heads down constantly. They mind their own business, eating grass, quiet. Rachel is the silent, says the Rav, mute woman who has lived a sacrificial life and died young. And yet in distress and despair, a barren woman who is condemned to loneliness, she abruptly exploded. This is his comments on Havali Banim Vim Ayin Mesa Nochi. What did Noach didn't daven? Vayizkar Elokim es Noach. Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel. Vayivtach es Rachel. Vayishoku Ruach al Arts. Vayishoku Amayim. Vayavar Ruach al Arts. Vayishoku Amayim. What's going on? The Tfilas of Tzadikim. But you don't see Pashut outright that they're davening. But they cried. Why you cried? She cried, says Rabbi Edelman, that's prayer. Your blood, your sweat, your tears, your groan, your kvetch. I, Ribono Shalom, Ad Masai, that's tefillah. She is in distress and despair, a barren woman condemned to loneliness. She abruptly exploded. The request she made of Yaakov betrayed her desperation. When one reaches an impasse, a point of exhaustion, feeling a night of loneliness. Interesting, he uses the term night of loneliness, as we can couple that with the beginning of our shir. Erev, Irbuvia, Mariv, Arvis, Vayivka, Bamakam. The response is to explode incoherently. It's not an organized feel. It's not a Shmona Esrei with 19 brachos. It's not an order as composed by the Anshes Knesses Agadol. It's an incoherent explosion of pain. I can't take care of so many animals. I'm going to remember you. Rachel's demand was a shriek of hopelessness, says the Rav. This is the extreme emotional reaction of someone who suffered silently, who is hidden. Rachel, Rachelayim, the sheep. She's quiet. She keeps her head down. She eats her grass. She pastures. She doesn't talk to anyone. Interesting that she is the shepherdess for the flocks. She herself is one of the flocks. This is the extreme emotional reaction of someone who suffered silently, hidden, and now yells in emotional torment. And we are comparing that to Noach, because Rabbi Edelman says that emotional expression of torrent, of torment, that torrent of emotional torment is tefillah. And it has the koach to change a gzeirah. It saved Yaakov and made sure that Leah would not marry Esav. And it gave a woman who al pi teva should not have children, not one son, but two. I want to tell you what the Ramban says, but you're waiting to talk.
Yeah, I just wanted to actually make a comment that enforces what you just said. We say it in the Yamim Neroyim.
Yes.
Tefillah is one of the three things that are ma'avirinus roa hagzera. And maybe this is the source for that idea.
Okay. Tshuva tefillah tzedaka ma'avirin et roa gzeira. Through tefillah, we actually change what should be din into rachamim. Okay. Anything else before I tell you what the Ramban says?
Just one yes. Slight comment about, you said that the Imahos, you know, that she was jealous of Leah.
Yeah.
Rachel, but, and they're humans, that's true too, but also They say you're allowed to be jealous when it comes to mitzvahs and all that. So in other words, she wasn't jealous of her, only for the mitzvahs, maybe she's a tzedekah, and that's sort of allowed. That you're allowed.
Correct,
to
that's what Rashi says.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's exactly what Rashi says. But I'm just pointing out that on the level of the Pshah, it uses very strong lashon, that she's jealous. Rav Soloveitchik says, I used to be a jealous person. He says, I worked on myself. I'm not jealous anymore, shkoyach. He doesn't say how he worked on his inner mida, but that's what he says. He says he has a lot of flaws. I forget exactly, but he says, I'm not jealous anymore. But I want to point out that on the level of the Pshat, it says about Rachel, Vatakana Rachel Ba'achosa, Vayikano Ba'achov. Interesting, Mida Kanega Mida. She's jealous, which is a negative emotion of her sister, and her sister's sons, Mida Kanega Mida, are jealous of her son. And look where it leads him. Which goes to show you that any negative emotion, even if it's somehow directed, you could explain it. It's a negative Mida, and her son paid for that. Her jealousy, is everyone with me? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
But the Kanei Rachel, fine. Yes, that she says what you just said. We said that. But Pasha Pshat, she's jealous. And what do we see in Vayeshev? He's dreaming, and he's getting Ksonis Pasim, and he's the Ben Zakunim who. Vayikana Bo'achav, the brothers don't like you. Which brothers? Oh, Davka. Rashi says the sons of Shtvachos would not be involved in this. It's specifically the sons of Leah who are jealous. And look where the jealousy leads. Where does it lead? Let's go kill him. Now they don't kill him, but look what it leads to. Her jealousy is paid back by she's jealous of Leah. Leah's sons end up being jealous of her son. It transfers to the next generation. Okay, anything else? I want to tell you what the Ramban has to say. Talking about tefillah. Yes?
I'm just thinking by Yisro Elokim as Rachel, that she gave Leah the simanim.
Right.
So Hashem is appreciative of what she did.
Yes. So go ahead. So that's what Rav Palm speaks about. Rav Palm, Zecha Tzadik L'Vracha, speaks about that. Vayizkar L'kim Es Rachel. So Rashi says, Zachar La Shem Masra Simaneha La'achosa. Rashi says, what does Hashem remember? Rashi, keep in mind the Targum Nunkus does say she daven, but Rashi does not say that. Rashi says, what was her schus? Not Tfila Chesed. Rashi says it was the chesed. Tzedakah, teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avinus ra'agzeirah. So tefillah's ma'avinus ra'agzeirah. So Rashi says it was tzedakah. What was it? She remembered that she gave the signs over to her sister. Because the sister was distressed, she would marry Esav, right? We already said this earlier, blah, blah. Oh, no. I'm saying the wrong thing, huh? Blah, blah. 1 second. I don't want to get into that right now. So it's talking about Rachel being afraid to marry Esav. It's very interesting. I don't want to get off topic. That's the thing here. It's very interesting that so many people are worried about being married to Esav. Leah cries because she's afraid she's going to marry Esav. Rachel, Rashi actually says, because she doesn't have children, she's afraid Yaakov will divorce her and she's going to marry Esav. And why is Dina hidden? Because they're afraid Esav is going to see her. It's very interesting that everyone's worried, but I don't want to talk about that now because it's really off topic. Let's go back to the topic at hand. He remembered that she gave her signs to her sister. So Rapam speaks about that, Nakuda. And he says, how did she change her destiny? Because I'll be Tevish and I have children through Chesed. Talks about how great is chesed for another person, that she was not really worthy to have children at all, but it was the chesed she did that changed her destiny. So he says, Rav Chaim Zatzal says, you never know what impact one act of chesed does. One act of chesed seems so in the moment, you don't know how the ramifications or the ripple effects from one act of chesed. Okay, I want to tell you what the Ramban says, because it relates, Nachmanides, the Ramban, relates to tefillah. I'm going to just take a drink of water, please. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehi abedvaro.
Amen.
Thank you for the water. Okay. Hava libanim v'in ayin meis hanokh, which makes a demand of Yaakov Avinu. 22 psukim later, Elohim listens to her. We're discussing this. Rashi says, what does Hava Libanim mean? What is she saying to her husband? V'chi kach asa avicha limecha v'alo hitpalel aleha. Rashi says, she, Rachel, says to her husband Yaakov, you're silent for me. Is this what your father did for your mother? What do we see in the beginning of Toldos? The beginning of Toldos tells us Yitzchak davens for the benefit of his wife. So she says, what are you doing? You're quiet. Is this what your father did for your mother? He davened for it. It's quoting Bereishis Rabbah, okay? So first, the Ramban, which he so often does, begins by quoting Rashi. Amar HaMefarshim, the commentators say, Rachel was saying, Shehit Palal Alai. What was she saying to her husband? Daven from you. Once again, the emergence of the Inyan of Tfilah. Lashon Rashi. Okay, fine. Quoting the Medrash. But I'm wondering, Im Kein Lama Chara Apo. If all she was saying was, could you please daven for me? What kind of reaction did he have? What does it say? Vayichaf Yaakov Rachel. She says to her husband, she's in pain. My sister is having children and having children and having children. I'm not. Please daven for me. And he becomes angry at her. So the Ramban says, what's going on here? I'm wondering, why did he become angry? Lama amar hatachas Elokim Anochi. Why did he say, am I instead of God? Vishomea al tzadik Hashem. Don't you got a God or don't you got a Rav and you say, daven for me. So what's he saying? No one thinks he's instead of God. She's not saying, you're God. She's saying, intercede on my behalf before God. Mm-hmm. Because doesn't, says the Ramban, Shomea al tzadikim Hashem, doesn't Hashem listen to the tzadikim? So why? What kind of answer is that? Umasha Amru, furthermore, it's difficult to understand. The sages say, Abalo hayu lo banim, ani yesh li banim. What's the difference between Yaakov and Yitzchak? Yitzchak, the Ola Tamima on the Akedah, cannot marry multiple wives. He can't have children with another wife while he's married to Rivka. He's davening because they both don't have children. But what's the difference here with Yaakov and Rachel? Who doesn't have children? Rachel. Who does have children? Yaakov. Mimeich mana. Mimeni lo mana. He has held back children from you. He's not held back children from me. Why are you shaking your head?
It's not nice. It's not nice that he thinks that way.
One second. Do you know what Chazal say about this? Or are you just saying?
No, I'm just, I feel it.
So stand by, okay?
It's insane.
So stand, listen. Okay? V'chi atzadikim einan mispalim ba'ad acherim. The Ramban says, how could you understand this? Doesn't a tzaddik daven for someone else, even if he's not in pain? You know, I mentioned a few weeks ago that I became friends with the daughter-in-law of the Vision to Rebbe Shlita. So she told me her from Bnei Brak, Rabbi Yisrael Hager, she's from Bnei Brak, the Vision to Rebbe. So she told me that her father-in-law spends so many hours, people line up to see him. She said they come to the rabbi with all their problems. They line up, they wait to talk and pour out their heart. So the Ramban says, V'chi atzadikim einam mispalim ba'ad acherim. What is going on here? Don't the righteous daven for other people? Even if, what's Ramban saying? Even if he does have children, it's true he has children. But it's exactly what you just said. It's not nice. What do you mean, atachas Elokim Anochim? We're not asking you to be God. We're not asking you to open the womb. We're asking you, even if you have children, don't you feel my pain? Don't you feel the pain of your wife? V'nira shebishvil zeh. It appears that because of this, i.e., because of his answer to her, you didn't know this, so you're going to be very happy. You said, I'm not saying a bad way, I'm saying I asked you if you knew what was coming. You said no. Tifasu raboseinu. Our rabbis catch on to him. In other words, they chastise him. Amu bibereishis rabba. Chazal say, medrash bereishis rabba. I'm quoting the Ramban. One second, please. Ready? Amar lo akash baruchu. Kach onin es hameikos. This is how you answer someone who's in pain. Chayacha, I swear by your life, Shebanecha asidi la'ama lifnei bina. Your sons, in other words, will stand one day before his sons. Who will have to be humbled before who? The sons of Leah will be dependent on the sons of Rachel. Kach amar lo kosh baruch. You said it's not nice. So I'll tell you what Chazal said. That's why I stopped. They said, do you know what's coming? Kach, because it's exactly what's coming. Kach onin esa me'ikos. That's what you say. You're someone who's crying. Who's asking for your help? Chayacha shebanecha asidin, your sons through Leah. In the future, la'amad lifnei bina, we'll have to stand at the mercy of who? The viceroy Yosef. Who's Yosef? The son of Rachel. It's very interesting is that you see what goes around comes around. Vatikane Rachel ba'achosav, ayikanebo echav. She's jealous of Leah. Leah's sons will be jealous of her son. He says to her, what are you coming to me for? And he's angry at her. Oh yeah, you know what the payback's going to be? Your sons through Leah that you think you don't need a daven are going to be humbled and dependent upon her son. Continues the Rambat. Gets better. According to the Pasha Pshat, what's she saying? She yitin la banim. Give her sons. The truth is, da'atale more. She meant to say, shayis palal alaha. Daven for me. You say it all the time to someone else, daven for me.
Yeah.
And we're not Yaakov Avinu when we say daven for me. I'm saying we're not Rachel and we're not Yaakov. Aval shayit palal Allah ad shayitein labanim al kol panim. It's not just daven for me. Al kol panim. Ad shayitein labanim. What was she saying? Don't stop. Don't daven once. Not one capital of Tehillim. Not one Mishaberach. Keep davening until I have a Yeshua. Keep it up. V'im ayin shetamis atzma b'tza'ar. She would bring upon, you know, this is translated by Art School. I don't know exactly what this means. If it's translated, the real translation. V'im ayin shetamis atzma b'tza'ar. She would bring on her own death through grief. In other words, I'm in so much pain. Not only does she not have children, but she has to watch her sister having children. Who remembers what the Rav says about the Akedah and Nachar's many children? The Rav says by the Akedah, the story at the end of Perech of Beis, the last four psukim of Perech of Beis, take us from the Akedah to Chaye Sarah. It's a very strange placement that the Torah takes a little break. I believe it's Pasuk Chaf through Chaf Dalet, and the Torah stops and says, oh, you know what? Nachar has 12 children. Akedah's Yitzchak. Nachar's having a lot of kids. Sarah dies. Seems very out of place. Now you're telling me in the middle of this dramatic story that Akedah is what caused Sarah's death, so you take an intermission and you say, no, this news is interrupted to bring you this breaking story. Nachar has 12 children. Really? Sarah of Soloveitchik says, who remembers? The story of Nachar's 12 children is an integral part of the Akedah experience. Maybe, says the Rav, Nachar's 12 children is a greater Nisayin than the Akedah itself. I wouldn't say that. Soloveitchik says that. Why? 1 second, please. No questions or comments yet. Why? Because it exacerbated the Nisayin. You have one child. You waited 190 years, Avram and Sarah. You finally have Nachas. You kick out Yishmael. You're seeing him grow up. 37, shacht yourself. Look at Nachar, the idol worshiper. He's having one child after another. And the Rav says that is an integral part of the Akedah experience. It's not only that you waited so long, but look at the Rasha brother. How easy it is for him to conceive. So what does she see here? Look at my sister Leah. Pasha pshava tekanei racha bechasa. Yes, she's jealous of her ma'isim tov. You're allowed to be jealous of some Esther. Very good. She's jealous. She's a woman. Hava li banimim ayin meisa anochi. Shayispara alaha ad shayitin abanim al kol panim. Go into your corner and daven. Why are you davening for me? You're tzaddik. You have your own children. What about me? Her grief will bring about her own death. However, she spoke inappropriately, uncalled for through her jealousy. So the Ramban says she spoke. Her jealousy caused her to speak inappropriately. She thought. Listen to these words. She thought, "You love me so much." He loves her so much. Yisana Yaakov. Yitane Taanis. You should fast for her. You should put on his sack ve'efer, his sackcloth and ashes. He should sit and fast it. He should entreat the Almighty until she will have children. I'm going to die of my grief. Daven for me. So then how can we say he was angry? She'ein tefilas ha-tzadikim biyadam she'tishama v'te'ana al kol panim. Because he could daven, but he's saying to her, it's not in my hands. Even if I'm a tzaddik, that my tefilas will be heard and answered, I'll call panim in every event. Meaning, I maybe am davening, but I can't guarantee I'm a mortal human being. I may be Yaakov, the Bechir Sheba Avos, whose image is engraved on the Kisei HaKavod. But I'm still of this world. And I cannot guarantee that I'll call panim, my tefilas will be heard and answered. And because she spoke in the manner of a woman who is longing, ahuvos, who are beloved, lahafchida b'misasa. What does that mean? Lahafchida b'misasa.
She's basically threatening him. She's blackmailing him.
She's scaring him. You know what's going to happen? You love me so much? I'm going to die. Chara apo. He becomes angry. What are you threatening me? That you're with your death? I'm not God, meaning I'm davening for you, but I can't guarantee that my tefillos are going to be answered. I'll call upon him.
It's an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah. Beautiful. Let me just finish there. Ve'einenu choshesh badavar. Furthermore, he said, I'm not so concerned. Ki mimena nimna priyabet and velo mimenu. Because listen, lady, I have children. It's your womb that's not having children. He said this to chastise her and to shame her because she spoke out. But I want to come to a very powerful part of this Ramban, even though the whole Ramban is very powerful. And that is, what does she take out of this? Ultimately, in Pasuch of Beis and Perek Lamed, we saw, who does Hashem listen to? Vayishma Eleha Elokim. Whose tefillos does God answer? Rachal's and Naaleah's, and we saw the Targum Onkel says there, the Kabil Tzolose Hashem. Hashem accepted her tefillos. So ultimately what emerges is, who is the one who ends up davening? After this whole exchange, Rachal herself. I'm going to say the whole thing in Lashon HaKodesh and then I'll translate, but I just want you to hear the phrase in Lashon HaKodesh. After this whole exchange, how could you not daven for me? You're a tzaddik. What do you think? I could open your womb. I'm davening, but it's not working. But you should put on sackcloth. You should put on ashes. You should stand in the corner like your father. Don't give up. I love you so much. I'm going to die. Don't threaten me, lady. I have kids. You don't have kids. Vehina ya tzaddikis bir osa shalotucha lihisamech al tfilas Yaakov shava lihit palal al atzma al shomea tzaaka. What does she learn?
She
has to daven herself.
Not to rely on someone else.
Right? Now I'm going to say with the translation. Vihine, though, behold, hatzadekes, the tzadekes, we're talking about Rachel. So keep in mind, it's so beautiful. He speaks about her emotion of jealousy. And in a sense, she sort of gives him an ultimatum. I'm going to die. But never, she's a tzadekes. There's no doubt here that she is a tzadekes. Bir also shalotucha lihisamech al tefilas Yaakov. What does she see? I can't rely on you. I can't rely on your prayers. You're not helping me. So what does she do? She doesn't give up. Shava lihispalal al atzma. She understands that the koach of tefillah is with her own voice. And since he's not going to daven for her, she better do it herself. El shomei tzaaka. Who does she daven to? The Ramban calls Hashem the shomei tzaaka. The one who hears the call. What's a tzaaka? I just quoted from Megillas Esther. Vayetzi b'sochair vayizak tzaaka gedol umar. The outcry, the groan, the krachts, the mourning, says Rabbi Biderman. That's tefillah. Shomea tzaaka. You don't have to be the most grand orator, the composer of tefillos, to call out to he who hears the call of the wounded. By the way, I'm not saying chalila v'chas that we shouldn't daven the standard order of prayers. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Chavav that the Avos composed the three tefillos, and this week's parsha is Arvis, and we have to daven all three tefillos. So Shem Shem Pinchas says that the koach of the avos in those tefillos is passed on to us. So when you daven shachris, magen avos, you're davening magen Avraham. You have the koach of Avram. So please don't misunderstand these instinctive groans from the depth of a neshama in pain do not replace standard prayer. I'm making sure to say that very clearly. There is a kind of prayer that is the one who shomer tzedakah. Says the Ramban, v'zehu, that's why it says, v'yishma elaha Elohim. Who did God listen to? By Yitzchak it says, v'yeter lo Hashem. Hashem was entreated by Yitzchak. But here it doesn't say anything about Yaakov davening, because Yaakov Lamaisa said, listen, you're the one who doesn't have kids. I'm not instead of God, meaning I can't change the gezerah. She realized she can't rely on him. And she goes, Ein lanu amila hisha'ein ala avinu shabashamayim. Even Yaakov. We're not Heper. 1 second. So then, he says, Ulai nitakein aldas rabbeinu. We should give a tikkun to the opinion of our sages. We should be misalkein. Let's rectify a little bit what the sages say. To fix. The Ramban is saying that. We need to fix or amend or rectify what the sages are saying. Ki Yaakov I efshar shalom nispala al ishto ha'huva ki akari. It's not possible, says the Ramban, that he really did not daven for his beloved wife who's barren. How could we even understand that the sages say he didn't daven? What does that even mean? He did daven. Ela shalom niskabla tfilaso. He did daven. But who knows when your tefillah is going to be accepted and not accepted. His prayers were not accepted. Uva ata Rachel, now Rachel came to complain, to say, give me children by any means with your prayer. Because you're not less than your father Davin. Vayichar Apo, his anger flared, and he said, Hadavar Biyad Elokim. The matter's in the hands of God and not in my hands. So the Ramban is saying he did Davin for her, but he saw that his tefillos were not being answered. And that's why he becomes upset, because he says, I'm davening for you. I do love you. I put on my sackcloth. I sat in the corner. I am entreating. But Rachel, sweetie, it's not working. And then he says to her, so why are you coming to me? What should you do? Go to Hashem yourself. And what does she do? She does. Vayishma Elaha Elokim. Okay, he has held it back from me, not you. V'nachonu, this is a sound interpretation. Okay, your rain, say something.
Yes. I think something very beautiful, when we were talking about the Akedah, at the end of the Akedah, they mentioned all the names of Rachel who had the children.
Yes.
They, in the Torah, they liked a continuation. In that name was Rivka was born.
Correct.
From that Nechor.
Correct.
So that meant Yitzhak, after the Akedah, he still had a future coming. We were told that there's going to be a future, even though he got through this hardship, but that child was born, so they wanted the people to hear,
yes,
to see it right then and there, that,
yes,
he will have a future.
Yes.
So that's why they named her.
Correct. Because I'll say, in Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, Uvah HaShemesh V'Zarach HaShemesh, pasuk from Kohelis, the sun sets, the sun rises. No, I said it wrong. V'Zarach HaShemesh Uvah HaShemesh, the sun rises, the sun sets. Chazal called that pasuk, and it says, Lifnei, 1 second. Lifnei ba shimsha shel Sarah, before Sarah's son set, before Sarah died, zarcha shimsha shel Rivka, the son, S-U-N, of Rivka Shan. So Chazal explained, why is that passage the prelude to Chayei Sarah? Because right before Sarah dies, the Torah tells you Rivka's born. Don't worry, you're not going to be left without a tzedekus. Correct. Rav Salvechik obviously gives a whole different interpretation, which speaks about the pain of the Akedah. Understanding, Avram understood, he said, that those who are Bali Bris Avram will suffer in pain and agony compared to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Okay, 1 second, because Rachel was going to say something first.
This actually relates to what you were saying earlier about the brothers being dependent on Rachel's sons. It's actually both sons, because they were dependent on Binyamin also, not just Yosef. It was Binyamin who's responsible for the brothers coming together in peace again.
Very nice. Beautiful. It's not just, 1 second, it's not just that they're dependent on Yosef, i.e. we need food, we're at the mercy of this viceroy to sustain us. Beautiful. But Yosef demands that they bring their youngest brother, which is Binyamin, very, very nice, out of her. So in actuality, they are dependent on both of Rachel's children. Very nice, yes.
The other thing is, I think you see from this that a person can never know another person's sorrow, because as much as Yaakov loved Rachel, he still couldn't feel her pain because he had children. So he couldn't really daven in the same way she can, because he really can't feel somebody else's pain. And also, another thing is...
Wait, before you say your next thing, I want to comment on your first thing. My brotherhood assured the youngest of Vladimir, Rav Ephraim Goldberg, I believe, from Florida, and he quoted a line that my brother was at the time. He said, he just says so powerful, be kind, people are fighting battles you know nothing about.
Very, very true.
And therefore, she's coming to him, and he's, in essence, saying, I can't relate to you. Very nice.
And the other thing is also that we see that, as much as a lot of people in society always think that somebody else is more chashiv and they can daven for you and that their prayers can be heard better than yours, it shows you here that you do have the power and that you're important, that Hashem would listen to you.
Very nice. Very, very important, Ha'ara, because why? He's Yaakov, the grandson of Avram and the son of Yitzchak. So what is she thinking? Ain doma tefila tzadik ben tzadik letzadik ben reshu. She says, you're tzadik ben tzadik, but I come from Lavan, and I come from Besua, and I come from Nachar, the lineage we just mentioned. So surely your tefilas will be answered. But lemaisa, they were not. Because the koach of an individual tear, a krach, a groan, remember what Rebbeinu says, coupled with her, who brought up Rav Pam?
You did.
Yeah, but someone else pointed out the chesed. She gave over the signs. Shemasu simon al chesed. The coupled for the power of her individual prayer, even though she came from a place of Rishayim, her instinctive cry. Remember what the Rav says? Her pain exploded. She couldn't hold back. She was rachalayim. She's the quiet sheep who accepts her lot. And finally, the instinctive explosion of emotion is that shriek, that groan. He says she was hopeless and helpless. And it comes out, and Hashem Davka listened to her. Very nice. So, you know, we run around, davening to this one, davening for that one. Lamaisa, everyone needs to pick up their sitter and daven three times a day. I'm not giving a psak halacha. That's not what I meant. I meant that we have to, I mean, we do have to daven. That's not also what I meant. I'm not giving any psak halacha. We need to daven. And the koach of tefillah changes. We've seen two instances in Bereishis. Midas of din to midas harachamim, even when it shouldn't be. And even says Rebbeinu, if you don't even see it, no, it's davening. It's a groan, it's a cry. Ve'enei le'arakos. Rashi says one thing, uvacha. She's crying. And Rachel realizes she can't, like, he might be the god Odor, and he might be the Bechir Shaba'avos. But Lamaisa, he is children. And she does not. And when she realizes she can't be samach, says Samach, she can't rely on him, says Rami. So what does she do? She goes and she davens herself. And it's beautiful what you added. It's not only that they're dependent on Yosef, but ultimately for reconciliation and the safety of all involved, they're also dependent on Binyamin. Very nice. And what's so interesting is just one P.S., in the names of both of her sons, Rachel really expresses her pain. Asaf Elokim Escher Pasi. How does she refer to Hashem? Even with the Yeshua, she doesn't say, I see Yad Hashem. She still sees the Gezerah. She relates to Ribbono Shel Olam here with Midas Hadin. And what does she actually call Binyamin? And the father switches the name. Ben Oni. The son of my pain. She is the tragic. What's going on here? I want to just end by re-quoting. She's the silent, mute woman who lives a sacrificial life and dies young. And within the names of her son, she sees Yad Elohim. And in distress and despair, in desperation, condemned to loneliness, at the point of exhaustion, she explodes incoherently. A shriek of hopelessness. And what's so interesting is, and I'm really ending, I'm sorry. What's so, so interesting is, he spoke about a little bit of Mida Kenega Mida and the Maisa Avosim and Laban. What we see in the mother's generation carries on to the children's generation. And one fascinating thing I've said before about Yosef, but it does not cease to amaze me, is Rachel relates to Hashem, so to speak, as Elohim. Vayizkor Elohim es Rachel. Vayivtach Elohim es Rachma. Asaf Elohim es Cherpasi. I've said it before. Yosef only calls Hashem one thing. Elohim. Look through the last four parashios of Bereishis. And go. I challenge you. If you find one, tell me. Yosef calls Hashem nothing except Elohim. He is the essence of he who perceives Elohim in his life, but nevertheless, Shem Shemayim, shall go b'fif. So we should be Zocha that the lessons of tefillah portrayed vayifka b'makom vayalan sham kibah hashemesh in the time of the irbuvia of Erev, there's no one to turn to except Hashem. And finally, the instinctive shriek of one who is in pain, we should be zocha that not only for us on our tefillos and our bakashos, Rav Kaiso, should be zocha to ultimately see the din turn to rachamim. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Just one more thing. You say maaseh avosim lebanim. In this case, I think it's very appropriate because Yaakov is the of, and we're learning that Hashem does hear every tefillah, but sometimes the answer is no.
Yes. That's what he says to her. Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I have two questions. You said in the Torah,
should it be on or off?
It's okay. It doesn't say, we learn out that they daven.
Yeah, what?
We learn out that they daven. You know, why does the Torah say clearly that they daven? Why was it left for us to learn from certain words? It doesn't say shpalel.
Well, there are different ways to daven. Pigia, pegimo, ayin is a lashon of tefillah. It doesn't use the word vayispal, vayashkim, avram, baboka, but also perhaps really what we said in class, once it teaches there are different modes and ways and approaches to daven. It's not necessarily black and white that you're standing in one place with a sitter, lehit palal. There are different ways to approach your bonshah.